With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Trevlin. The Montana House yesterday supported a bill that would expand options for both permitted and permitless concealed firearms, including at universities. The floor debate led to a rare procedural disagreement among lawmakers. Republican Representative Seth Burgley of Joliet said during a House floor session that his bill would expand self-defense opportunities during active shooter situations that police can't immediately respond to.
I've conducted training across federal law enforcement, throughout the military, overseas, foreign nationals, across the board. And I can tell you that the reality of a good guy with a gun stopping an attack is a thing.
The House endorsed House Bill 102 on a 67-33 party line vote, and it will be put to lawmakers in a final vote before it clears the chamber. Democrats oppose the bill, saying law enforcement officials have expressed concern about other armed people confusing their response to an active shooter situation. Democratic Representative Jim Keene of Butte was worried about the level of training required with concealed carry and the potential for a concealed carrier to accidentally shoot an innocent bystander. On the House floor, Keene was beginning to talk about suffering a gunshot wound in 1957 when Republican Representative Derek Skies of Kalispell, who was presiding over the session, stopped him and said the story was not relevant to the bill. Keene had previously asked bill sponsor Burgley if he'd ever been shot, which Skies said was an intensely personal question.
The only reason I stopped you, good sir, was when you asked him if he had been shot, he was visibly shaken, didn't like the subject. That's a violation of decorum.
Keene said the question was relevant to gun safety.
It's unfair in this House to stifle discussion on the first hard bill of the thing so a representative cannot uphold what he believes.
Democratic House Minority Leader Kim Abbott said Skies' move set a dangerous precedent that was not evenly enforced for other lawmakers during the debate. A third House reading isn't yet scheduled for the concealed carry bill. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevlin.